it to 65, welcome to a new chapter in your life where you'll have the energy and me time to enjoy family, friends, travel, whatever you want. But what about Medicare? It seems like someone tried to develop the most complex, opaque system to cover your medical needs as a senior. Good thing there's T65 and Beyond, your healthcare translator. And good thing this educational resource exists on the radio every week. Welcome to Medicare U. Here are your hosts, Andrea and Joe.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to class today. Today's a special day.
It is.
Can you guess?
Is it Bob's birthday?
It is Bob's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday to you, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
And what dedication. He came to class in spite of it being his birthday.
And it's nice out, too.
Yes, on top of that.
He could be driving the convertible today.
Speaking of which, I pulled it out yesterday.
Good.
I have it home.
So very nice.
I was tempted to take it today, but...
Oh, I know.
We'll see.
I know.
It's so nice and clean. It stayed nice.
I'll cover it up. Beautiful.
I forgot I had it all waxed and everything before I put it away.
Nice. So. Nice. Very nice.
Looks good.
Well, I am so happy to be here. I know I'm late, so I apologize. Do not put me in detention.
You're the professor. We gladly wait for you.
I had such a stack of reviews from the principal that I was detained, okay? And let me tell you, I have problems.
Oh, come on now. How could you say that on a day like that?
I know. Well, I don't have problems. My students have problems that I have to assist in solving. Okay. I got some good ones.
It never ceases to amaze sometimes.
I know. Isn't it? It's always something new.
Well, you had told me years ago when I started with you, you learn something new every day.
You do.
No two situations are alike. And you're 100% correct there.
Yes. Well, check out this one, okay? Yesterday, I got a call from one of our associates that said to me, my client has been refused a spinal fusion in his neck, okay, surgical procedure because he is positive for nicotine.
What?
Yeah. Positive for nicotine in his system. Yeah, I said nicotine. Mm-hmm. Okay, now.
Since when is that an issue?
Well, that made me go, I'm not sure what the carrier, and this carrier is a Medicare Advantage plan. So here we have a situation where the doctor had to get a prior authorization for the spinal fusion, and as you know, that these prior authorizations are coming under scrutiny from Congress because they're feeling that the Medicare Advantage plans are withholding treatment from their individuals, okay, their clients. Well, it prompted me to look up nicotine and spinal fusions, and I found out that there is previous history in medical clinical studies that show that there is a link to bad outcomes, okay, which is adverse events when you have nicotine within your system with anything to do with a spinal fusion.
Interesting. I can't make the correlation in my mind, but...
I don't know. I don't know if it's something to do with nicotine being a stimulant, nicotine affecting your nerves, and the central nervous system is operated by your spine.
Well, that's interesting because my thoughts ran to now they're going to start saying, okay, you need surgery, but you're obese.
Oh, yes.
Your cholesterol's high. We're not going to.
And that's exactly.
Are we headed that way?
Yes, and that's what Congress wants to weed out. But this was medically, you know, there was a medical clinical
There was a
study,
reason for this.
But now I found a meta-analysis, which means there's a large pool of individuals in the country that did separate clinical studies. They got all together, put their studies together, and found that there really is no bad adverse events if you have nicotine in your system. So I think it's the fact that these insurance companies can determine with clinical studies what they're going to pay for and what they're not going to pay for. Now, I don't know if this gentleman needs to withdraw from nicotine for 2 or 4 weeks in order to be clear to have the spinal fusion. He didn't go on to pursue, but the next step was we may just bag that and go to a Medicare supplement.
I was going to say, can we appeal it?
Yeah,
for them with the insurance company?
Yeah, you can appeal anything.
Sometimes they reconsider.
Yeah. And the doctor said he's never heard anything like that before. So now I'm sure he hasn't. I'm like, you know.
New trend, maybe?
It could be anything, like Joe said. Are they going to start withholding and looking at your BMI and go, okay, there are certain risks associated with your BMI being above this level? They could do it to a ham sandwich. Okay, here we go.
I mean, I could almost see this coming. I hope I'm wrong. But as healthcare becomes more and more tight, they'll start to ration it. And it could even be a cutoff. Hey, after age 70.
You don't need it.
We're not going to do this. Age 80. We're not, right. We've gone, excuse me.
It's been that way, I think, in England for a
It's probably heading this way.
I know. But now then I'm thinking, okay, if it's me in this boat, and I'm of a certain age, I would question why I need that spinal fusion in my neck. What is that going to benefit me, and how is it going to benefit me? So it might provide me some time to rethink or get a second opinion on whether that needs to be done or not.
Surgeries like that are funny. Some people have great success. Others, you know, I have a cousin. They went through some back surgery, and he's in more pain now than he was before.
Yes.
It did, in all the, you know, aggravation and the surgery and the recovery to have negative results. Now, I did have an aunt. This is very sad. But she was 91 years old. I think she was unwise to pursue it, but she needed that same surgery on her neck. And the fear was, well, if you fall, you're liable to be, paralyzed. So anyway, and she said, I'm in terrible pain. Now, here's a woman that, when I tell you, the day before her surgery, had people over for dinner. She's clearing the table. So goes in for surgery, expecting an overnight, and woke up paralyzed.
Oh, no.
Oh, I see.
But it was a weird paralysis because she could feel sensation, but just couldn't move.
Oh.
And it's crazy. The surgeon really encouraged it. And so I don't know. Sometimes you got to say, at 91 years old, is it worth the risk? You could end up, and she lived almost another year,
right?
Completely bedridden. So,
and that's what I go back to: is at my age, is it worth the risk? And that's
Very young, and you're worth all the risk.
Thank you, Joe. Thank
Besides,
you.
Who's going to help us do the show? Right? Really. Let's have our priorities straight here.
I know. I won't do anything until I got a backfill.
There you go. Well, you know what? Why don't we pass along the number and who we are?
Yes, we are T65 and Beyond, and we are Medicare brokers. All right. Now you can get a hold of us by calling Eileen. She is our administrative assistant. At 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
And she'll be happy to take your call.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Any time of year is good.
It is.
You know, I hate to even bring this up because we're not into summer yet.
Right.
But before you know it, we're going to be sitting here saying open enrollments in a few weeks.
Right. Because wasn't it just a few weeks ago we went, well, Happy New Year.
That's right. So here we are, mid-April. So
yes.
Give us a call. We could review things. Chances are you're in a plan that you're happy with, but we'll be happy to review stuff with you.
Right.
We'll put you on our radar for when open enrollment begins. And, kind of give you a head start.
That's right. And the other important thing is you're going to be midway into your plan. Are you utilizing all of the extra benefits? So come in and have that review so that your benefits are reviewed with you again and you get that refresher. So give us a call, 585-485-0328, 585-485-0328. And let me just say, I'm licensed in Pittsburgh, okay, PA. I'm licensed in Massachusetts, all right, Virginia. How far do you go, Bob? Ohio?
During the daytime, I mean, you can hear us, Jamestown, over toward that corner of Pennsylvania.
Perfect.
Jim Quinn, our morning guy, was talking about he took one day off to go to Cleveland to see the eclipse. And he was driving up 79 at 8 o'clock in the morning. He listened to us for about half an hour.
Very cool.
On Western PA. So, yeah, that's we get out there. Now that it's 27,000 watts during the daytime, it just goes forever.
Perfect.
We love it.
Yeah, it's great. So it's good to hear from everybody. And, so give us a call.
More importantly, too, for the snowbirds.
Yeah.
You're licensed in the southern states.
I am.
So even if you
up and down the coast
want to leave New York for Florida, you could still stick with you.
Or Maine.
Or Maine, if you want to go that way. You want to go that way. So I watching this, I got hooked on this gentleman on YouTube. He's a Florida, was a realtor. He lives in Florida. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The guy's fascinating. And you listen to what's going on in Florida. It might be a migration heading back north again.
Really? What's up?
The cost of housing, it's nuts. Because the HOA fees with these condos, okay, typically, because I've been looking at some properties, they range anywhere from $400 to $700 right now.
Wow. On top of your mortgage.
On top of your mortgage and taxes. But now, because there's a law that these condo management groups or associations need to be financially solid. And because there's a lot of them where they're, you know, if something needs to be repaired, you're going to get assessed for $10,000.
Right.
And so these people are getting whacked with crazy assessments.
Okay.
And it's making HOA fees go through the roof. A lot of people are losing their homeowners insurance.
Yes, I read that in the Wall Street Journal.
And I don't know if that's going to get resolved. Supposedly, there's six new insurance companies going down there.
Whoa.
But an automobile, things have gone really through the roof.
They have.
Down there. So, interesting. It definitely wouldn't be a year to buy real estate down there, I don't think.
No, and I want to throw in that bucket. It's also California with the rain and the mudslides. It's tornado country. So all of those homeowners' insurances are going sky high.
Yeah. I have a cousin who is a realtor in the Tampa-St. Pete area, and it's like a panic there.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. I live in a townhouse. Okay, our HOA fees, they're very reasonable, I think, but we're solid.
Yeah.
There's over $100,000, $150,000 in reserve, okay, and things are scheduled. Okay. Last year, they just completed. Everybody got a new roof. It was a 2 or 3 year thing. We did ours last year.
Nice.
No assessment, nothing. And now I guess this year we're supposed to get new garage doors.
Wow.
Which I think is a waste. Right. My garage door is like brand new. But anyway, so they do maintain very well. And we don't get hit with crazy assessments.
That's great.
And the other advantage that you've got too, Joe, is that you don't have a hurricane that's likely to come on at any time during any year and level everything.
And this is what I tell myself, you know. You come home, there's a 99% chance your house will be there.
Yes.
Won't be washed away, blown away. Or some terrible fire, natural cause fire.
Might be some illegal aliens living in it, but, you know, they can be decorative.
Oh,
you
absolutely. Know, you
can. They can live in the basement, okay, and I'll make your life miserable.
yes, we'll flood that basement with water. but Florida, talking about that, at least they're doing something with these squatters. They're doing things with these people that live in the streets. And, you know, to
are
clean it
really?
Up. Yes. Yes, they
They're
are.
They're just not leaving them like California does?
No. No. And California breaks
That's
my
sad.
Heart. It
really
was
sad.
A beautiful, beautiful state. I've been there quite a few times. Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Yes.
And how nice was it to go to San Francisco 25 years ago?
Oh, it was heavenly.
You probably look forward to it if they said, hey, we're going to have a meeting. And
absolutely.
And you're like, oh, great.
Oh, great. Yeah, even San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But now... Oh, God, no.
You need to wear boots when you walk through the street.
Yes.
It's just, it's sad what's going on there. And yesterday.
And nobody seems to care.
No.
Oh, I think a lot of people care, but they've got kind of the same thing. I have a friend in San Diego. He's lived there for, I don't know, 30 years. And it's, what can they do? It's just like New York. You know, the large segment of the population out there is conservative, just like it is here.
Okay.
But the coastal elites are the ones that have the money, and they're the ones that they're the big donors, and they drive the agenda.
Got it.
It's too bad. Medicare, are you licensed in California?
Yes, actually, I am.
Oh my! What's going on there? That's got to be insane, because they give out free healthcare to anybody and anything.
Well, when I'm selling in California, I pretty much dominate with Medicare supplements because of the because the underwriting rules.
Okay, so it's the same thing there.
Right, exactly. But the supplement prices are just fine.
Okay, they haven't gone through the roof.
No.
I'm really surprised because, you know, what you see going on, and I don't know how much the system can support when you have non-contributing illegal citizens, not even illegal aliens, coming into the country.
Exactly.
And you're giving them all this stuff.
I know. I know. It's got to come from somewhere.
Well, people don't realize it's coming out of your pocket.
It is. It is. We are paying for everything.
And, you know, I see – I don't know what the local deal is with immigrants. Are we housing – I know there's a bunch of them downtown. Are we into the thousands yet?
I don't know what's going on, obviously. We don't know what's going on because the mainstream media – we're not a news outlet per se. We're a talk station pretty much. So I haven't cultivated a bunch of local contacts because that's just really not what we do. But I have not heard of any waves of immigrants that were the initial ones. You remember in Buffalo and Rochester who were being housed downtown. And they had that problem over in Buffalo as well. But I haven't seen or heard of any specifics.
Got it. Okay.
That's good. Of course, they bury as much as they could.
Well, that's the other part.
And surprise, in the summertime, these thousands of people meandering about.
And they would never lie to us about this.
No.
They would instantly come to us with the truth so that we would be the first to know.
So, you got to laugh. They never get off base again. But there's a space called Quora. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
You can, if you ask a question, the chances are it'll end up there. So anyway, I got involved with this idiotic site, and the people there are nuts. So, and sometimes you have to respond. Now, these people, they're saying all these terrible things that Trump's going to do. And
what's it based on is my question.
Well, you know what? I got a ton of likes on this. My response was, you're absolutely right. I happen to know that when he's elected, everyone at MSNBC will be lined up and executed the next day.
Oh, jeez, Joe.
Slavery will be reinstituted.
You can
buy Whoopi Goldberg for 75 cents a pound and make her plant pick cotton on your plantation.
Oh.
I said he's going to summon the spirit of Hitler and put it in the cloned body of Hunter Biden to really fool us all. I went on and on with this type of thing. And two morons took it as serious.
You should, you should write for the Babylon Bee. You really should.
That is really
that's
funny,
great creativity.
I get to
be a new career for you.
There you go. So anyway, it was funny. And then, a lot of people, chuckled and, they got a thumbs up on it because that's how they're acting.
The world is going to come to an end.
And I'll tell you what, democracy is not going to end no matter who wins.
Exactly, Joe.
Okay? I mean, naturally, I would like to see a change, but the world's not going to come to an end.
No.
If Trump's elected, and the world won't come to an end if Biden's elected. At least for another year or two.
But, but I know what you're saying, Joe.
Yeah, it's crazy. People are pulling their hair out. And
people just go to the far extreme on this stuff.
Trump derangement, I think, that's a subject worthy of study, I think, because it's so pathological. It's so nuts. Yeah, and I've seen this before. Joe, you may remember. When Reagan was president, we got the same thing.
Yes.
Remember, the left was, all he wants to do is take money from poor people and give it to his rich friends. Remember that?
That still comes up in this Quora.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. These maniacs go way back to Reagan.
Oh, my Lord.
And how he robbed all the
But they poor the people. Personification of all of their fears and everything. Trump honestly is not a conservative. He's a moderate.
Yes.
He's a moderate with common sense. And I'll say it, okay? He is a difficult pill to swallow in a lot of ways.
Right.
Okay? The tweets, someone summed him up pretty good. He just doesn't know when to put a period in the sentence.
It's just he's a brawler. This is how he was raised in New York City.
That's it. But the results kind of speak for themselves.
Yes.
Okay? Whether you hate the guy or love the guy, you got to admit that things were definitely better than they are today.
better where I want to see it, which is the economy, okay, how our foreign policies are run.
Foreign policies are scary.
Those are the things that are very, very important to me.
But, well, you've heard of the Monroe Doctrine and things like that. The Biden Doctrine. Don't.
Yeah, don't. Don't.
Don't. Don't.
Whatever that means.
Every time.
Okay.
When the Russians were going to invade Ukraine, I have words for them.
Don't.
Don't.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
Yes, and they listen.
Oh, I know.
He told Iran, don't. And again, his, not the woman there, the other the guy that's sometimes a press secretary.
John Kirby?
Yeah, when KJP is overwhelmed with common sense.
Which is every other day these
yes.
days.
So he said, actually, the don't works.
He's another moron.
There's a lot of things that went on behind the scenes that you people don't realize.
Oh, yeah, here we go again.
And
secret plans, yeah. Thanks. And, we love hearing about secret plans.
And, you know, because of what he said, that Iran attack on Israel really wasn't a success. And you expect me to believe that because he said don't, Iran wasted hours of launching things for no apparent reason?
Well, there was a reason, but it's not the reason that everybody assumed it was. And it's coming out now. You may have picked up on this, Joe. Basically, that was theater. That was so they could go to the Iranian people who were all outraged about the Israeli attack on the embassy. And they said, there, look at that. We just 300 drones. And big success. Let's all go home.
Interesting, you know. Could it be just a phony thing for press? Or I think they're just a paper tiger.
They're Iran?
Weapons. These missiles and things. This is outdated Soviet surplus
Chinese
that they're launching.
Too.
Yeah. Chinese. So, I mean, I hope that's the case. But I thought of it. I don't think they're capable of really launching an all-out attack that would be successful. I don't think they have the armament to do it. Now, Russia supposedly is going to help them out here, but
how well has Russia's foreign policy worked? How has it served the Russian people in the last 5 years? Ask yourself that one.
Well, they've been busy colluding with Trump to run their own country.
Right, of course.
I know.
Sad. Finally, a little common sense coming out of Congress. I guess there's going to be three separate bills proposed. One for Israel,
that.
One
yeah,
for Ukraine, and one for
morning.
The border.
Yeah.
Which... what's your thoughts? It should be separated?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think everything should be separated, but that's.
I think, but yeah. Listen, excuse me. I'm one of these guys that says bring back the line item veto in budgeting, so that we don't have this this budget that behaves like okay. I want to go to the store and get a quart of milk. I got to stop and get some on the way home, but I have to buy a rug shampooer. I have to buy dog biscuits for a dog I don't have. I have to buy rutabagas and I have to buy 750 dozen eggs.
What organic, happened?
Organic eggs.
What happened to the line item veto?
Exactly, yeah.
Where is it?
Well, it's a CR. It's replaced it. The continuing resolution.
Anyway,
a little
political science for you guys out there. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go back to the topic of Medicare. One more time with the number, Andrea.
It is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
And a corner of Stump the Joe that we we visit from time to time. Joe, it's an instrumental up to news.
Alex will take it from here, huh? Let's see.
Alex Lemutis, God bless him.
I can't even think of a group that this could be. I'm going to really just... The T-Bone.
Nah. This is Al Kent in his orchestra. You've got to pay the price.
I like it. What year?
67.
Yeah, Jack Palvino would have played this right into the Alex Lemutis report.
And we'll be back with more here on Medicare U from T65 and beyond on the WYSL stations with Andrea and Joe.
Thank you.
Introducing a sobering and unavoidable truth. The latest advancements in artificial intelligence have made cyber attacks easier than ever before. Cyber criminals are relentlessly targeting your business right now, seeking the tiniest opening in your defenses to drain your accounts and steal sensitive data. Your finances and your customers' trust are on the line. Call the experts at Simple Tech Innovations now at 585-999-TECH to secure your business today. Don't wait until it's too late. Make the call today. 585-999-TECH.
Inside the Taylor Laboratories.
Hey, Tony, what you doing?
A little experiment, Zach. Look what I have under the microscope.
Ugh, what's that?
A sample of indoor air.
How can it be that dirty? Don't AC and furnace filters help?
Only with dust, Zach. But when Taylor installs a whole house APCO air purifier to detox the air, odors, chemicals, mold, bacteria, and viruses are removed.
For clean indoor air.
Yep. Ain't science awesome?
Taylor. 500 help.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website, ClarageDesignCenter.com.
The Livingston County Department of Health needs volunteers for the Medical Reserve Corps. If you're an active or retired licensed healthcare professional or just a community member who wants to help, we need you. Put your skill and energy to work improving emergency response. Free education and training provided. Work with peers in critical settings. Make a difference in your community. Google the Livingston County Department of Health and email us, including MRC in the subject line, or call 243-7524.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
And another little stump, Joe. Let's try this one.
And suddenly, my world is filled with sunshine. And suddenly,
I'll give you the year, 68.
My life is going.
I know this, but what blew me off in the beginning, it sounded like Davy Jones.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's the same type of voice.
Yeah.
No British accent, though.
Suddenly.
And suddenly. Yeah,
and
that's
suddenly.
The title.
And suddenly, I've got the girl I'm after.
They're so generic sounding in their group.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's like psychedelic bubblegum pop. It's the Cherry People.
Well, that's an appropriate title for a group that sounds like this.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, they were a Jerry Moss act, and he's the guy that had like Bill Deal and the Rondells, and these guys debuted this song on American Bandstand, and I think it went to 45. They're from Washington.
A quick question for you. I got turned back on to Spanky and Our Gang. Spanky McFarlane was a girl?
Yes.
Okay. She's still with us?
I think she's about the only one left. Because I'm blanking. I'll look it up while you guys are chatting. But the real genius behind that whole group was a guy who he died of carbon monoxide poisoning from a malfunctioning heater right after they had this incredible year, 1967, had all these hits. And he wrote everything and arranged everything. And he was brilliant. And then he died. And that was kind of the end of the group because, you know, they had the vocals. They had the great production and everything, but without this guy,
so that's the cause that they kind of, yeah, because they just faded away. But they were went out on top, so to speak.
Yeah, you know,
and it's cool to listen to their songs to take you back.
I love Spanky and Our Gang. They're great songs.
There you go. Now back to this topic of Medicare. And, you know, remember last week I reported a little negative news on United Healthcare.
Oh, right.
Because it couldn't come to a deal with yes. Biden and company.
And everything dropped.
Their stock is through the roof again.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, is today a good stock market day?
average.
Okay.
But in fact, United Healthcare is what's keeping the upswing in, I think it's up 120 points due to United. And this is something I didn't know. They were involved in a hack. Did you know about that?
No.
And very big. And they thought that would affect the stock, but evidently it has not.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I had a problem, I don't know if you or Mary did, with the special needs plans and see if people are qualified for Medicaid. And the site was actually shut down for almost a month.
It still is.
Still, okay. I thought I read somewhere where it's up.
No.
But anyway, I wonder if that's part of the...
I have no idea.
What was hacked.
I'm like, why are they... I don't know. All carriers have that blocked.
I'm working with a neighbor, in fact. And so we're trying to... I just bypassed the whole thing, trying to get them through Monroe County.
Yes. Yeah, tell me that story.
The paperwork, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I helped him fill it out, and then he drove it down to Westfall Road.
Yeah.
And about 10 days later, he got a letter in a big, thick envelope. Here, now fill these out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that, and I'm just thinking, actually, a lot of the stuff I filled out initially was on this set of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where it's going to go. It's interesting because his income isn't there. But does he have, 401s and stuff like that? I don't know if that's going to hurt him or not. I don't know what they look at. But anyway, and he was shaking his head. He said, this is crazy. Lucky you have me here.
Yeah, I know. It's but, it's overwhelming.
How on earth can a person in their 80s find themselves, maybe that they could qualify for Medicaid, how could they possibly, if they didn't have a somebody looking out for them, a child or a neighbor, how on earth can they navigate this? And
you know what?
You could probably tell some interesting stories. I'm sure you've had people that are, they're with it and they're not kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they understand what's going on, but it's hard for them to stay online and press 3 and press 6. You know, what's your thoughts on
it's just these poor overwhelming people? For them. It's so overwhelming that they will not remain on hold. They will hang up. They don't know how to short circuit anything. They get frustrated and they hang up. So that's really how customer service is being handled. Hang ups. They don't get very far.
I've tried calling these government agencies. Okay, the hold time is 35, 40 minutes. Why not? Now, some are considerate enough to say, leave your number.
Yes.
We'll hold your place and call you back. Every agency should have that, where they typically could expect backups of 35 to 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
One time it was an hour and a half expected wait.
Yes.
Can you imagine? And is there anybody dumb enough to stay on for an hour and a half?
Well, I've been on hold for an hour with Social Security, and then it'll go to a pickup, and then I get cut off.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I don't know if it's, an automatic, goes to the black zone at an hour mark, and you got to redial and get back in the queue.
Or the person on the other end says, I know this call's been waiting for an hour and a half.
I don't want to talk with her.
But it's lunch.
Click. Yes. I don't want to talk with her. I know what she's going to say. Well, yesterday I had a case where the gentleman has a Medicare supplement plan, and he was concerned. I just love these people who are concerned that they're not getting billed properly from the Medicare supplement, and they're not getting their statements as they should, nor are they getting the information from Strong, where he was getting treatment. So this involved a call to AARP, United Healthcare, for his Medicare supplement, okay, to find out why the bill didn't show up there at AARP, but it did show up in Medicare, okay? So it was paid by Medicare, but it was not passed over to United Healthcare to pay. So we had to call United Healthcare. We got a individual who was overseas, okay, and we did our best. She told us that there's something within Medicare that is not allowing the crossover. Okay. Right.
From Medicare to the supplement?
Yes. Okay. So there's something that's holding that back. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, I want you to check this date and this date because there's evidence here that the crossover happened on those two particular dates, but the crossover on this March date didn't happen. How do you answer that? She goes, I don't know. You're going to have to call Medicare. Great. So what's your reference? What's the reference on this go number? And what's your name? So we took all that down, and then we called Medicare. Of course, we had to get through to Medicare, and that was a six-minute wait. No problem. Mm-hmm. Lovely woman explained our situation. She said, wait a minute. I am going to pass you on to our claims department. We get into the claims department, and we were told that the crossover information is put together by the secondary insurers. So in this case, it would be United, comes to Medicare and says, we will accept within these parameters. If it's outside of these parameters, we will not accept. Don't even try to cross it over. So I said to her, well, okay, I cite this one, and this one that you did cross over, but why wasn't that one not crossed over? She goes, I can't answer that.
Unbelievable. And, you know, while we're on the topic of a supplement, you'd think it should be straightforward.
Yes.
Because I was on a supplement for a while, and mm-hmm. it was costly. But one thing I was impressed, the copay was $230.
Right.
After that, Andrew, it was amazing. I didn't get charged a nickel.
Yeah.
For anything. So you would think it would run smooth.
Yes, you would think. But in this case, there is a glitch in the system. So I asked the woman with Medicare, what do you suggest we do? And she said, well, what I suggest you do is write a letter to United and show the justification why you feel this bill should be paid for, and then open a case that way.
Is it a high or low deductible supplement?
It's Plan N.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It's Plan N. And it's chemotherapy. So the poor man is sitting in my chair, and he says to me, do you think it's because I've had too many treatments? And I'm like, no.
No,
not at all. It has something to do internally that's happening that we have got to draw the attention to in order for that to have fixed. I said, and the best way to have it fixed is to draft a letter, provide the evidence and documentation. Also, on the CC line, you're going to do your congressman, all of your congressmen. You're going to do the Letitia James, okay, for New York State. And you're also going to do President Biden. I said, you'd be amazed what that CC line does. It makes people set
you
up
know, that's a good thought. That's
notice.
A very good thought. Because what goes on is nuts. And again, now this really underlies the reason why you should work with us at T65. Or have an advocate, a broker that you work with.
Right.
Because you're helping to navigate people through this.
Right.
Okay. If he had subscribed on his own, and now who would help him with this?
Well, that's exactly what he said. He spent 3 hours with me. He goes, I apologize. I'm taking up so much of your time. But I would never have known to cross-reference and go into these specific bills to find out which one was in question and what may have happened, and then find out what the pathway is that we have to resolve this. He goes, I could never have done this.
So, and there you go. It's a testament to you and T65. So, folks, we would love to be your broker. We would love to help you out. Whether you sign on with us or not, at least, give you some information.
Exactly.
And all of that is done, of course, at no cost.
That's right.
And this is the thing. You sign up. How many people do you think are just in it for the enrollment period and that's it? They close up shop till next October.
I have to say 90% of them do not operate like we do. Okay? 90% of the brokers out there do not operate like we do. We stay with you. We work with you. If this was somebody else, they would say, well, you make the calls. You're on your own.
Right. We signed you up, but now you're a client. Work it out with the insurance company.
Right. Exactly.
So I'm really, it's an invaluable service.
It is.
I'm proud to be a part of it, and it's great.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. I dig into it as a research project. I learn something. I better myself, and I better everybody else that I have that knowledge that I can pass on to other people on how to do this.
Very, very important.
It is. It is.
So, and what else is going on in the world of Medicare?
Well,
I see.
I got lots of notes. You know,
I do see that.
I also took a call this week. Was made me just laugh. Okay, just I didn't laugh at him, but I just smiled. He said, "Andrea, I want to know if it's possible that you would give me your opinion on if the medications out of Canada were safe." I said, "Sir," I said,
"That's a good question."
Yeah. I said, "That's a very valid question." I said, "I'll be honest with you. Here's how it happens. The manufacturer of that particular product might be in Ireland or part of the UK, Sweden, or could be India. All right? That product is going to get shipped to Canada. That product, same product, will get shipped to the United States. The only difference in that product is that stock keeping unit, the UPC code. That is the identifier of what country it's going to. It's coming off the same production line." I said, "In all honesty, you don't have to worry about where it's produced." I said, "But let me tell you, the active ingredient that goes into those are not produced in the same place that the product is put together." "Well, what does that mean?" I said.
"It's not something to worry about."
"Oh, no, that's where you really have to worry about. No, it's made in China, okay? And I'm sure it's regulated by, I don't know. It's got to be regulated."
I would hope. I would hope.
Yes.
You know, speaking of medications, I tell you, I had a client, you know, with the Ozempic type.
Yes.
And anyway, I had felt that the doctors should know what is available as a generic substitute, and they do not know.
No, they don't.
And so, to your advice, what I did is I mailed him the formulary with all different types of drugs that can work.
Perfect.
So he went to his doctor. She took it and said, "Okay, thank you."
Yes.
So now they've got him on a tablet.
Okay.
Pill.
Yes.
But, you know, again, it still shocks me that they don't know.
They don't.
But I don't know. You know, when you worked as a rep and you went to the doctors, you know, with the two or three different, would you go in when something new was introduced, or how often would you visit?
It would all depend on my rotation. Okay. We all had a rotation that we did. Now, as a pharmaceutical rep, I not only told them which plan my medication was available on and what tier it was available on and how much it was going to cost that person on that plan, okay? So that is all gone, Joe. They don't get any of that information
anymore.
That's
right, because they don't get reps that visit.
That's right. The only reps that are allowed to visit are those with biologics. Biologics being those insulins. The insulins are regulated by FDA in a different department than pills. They're considered biologics. They've got different controls. So what the offices have done have locked out individuals who are pill and have invited in those
with injectable.
Exactly.
Interesting. And so a note out there to people, if you are hit with a ridiculously high prescription and you question the cost and the doctor doesn't seem to know if there's a replacement, don't get mad at the doctor. You know, call your insurance provider.
Yes.
If you're a client, call us.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can get you the formulary that the mm-hmm. insurance companies use, and you can pass that along to your doctor.
Exactly.
So, and in this case, because we were looking at over $400 a month prescription.
And that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. And he should have the opportunity to try something else prior to him getting into that $400 a month.
Exactly. So, again, another way of helping people.
Yes.
And just a little information for yourself out there, again, if you're paying these. And I'll tell you, with a prescription like that, GoodRx, nothing.
Oh, it's not going to affect it at all.
No. Those are designer
yes.
insulins. And
yeah. And now what Joe is talking about with the formulary is a formulary. Every Medicare Advantage plan has a formulary. Now, that is what is allowed for doctors to write and what will be paid for by the insurance company. What Joe did was not copy the entire formulary. He copied a specific area.
Yes, because it's all broken down to different types of drugs. And
exactly.
So
he targeted what the page was, printed out one or two, three pages so that the doctor could flip through and have a selection. It's like a menu that they can choose from to say, hey, okay, you haven't tried that, so we'll try that. And if that doesn't work, well, I know we can go back with that. Hopefully, whoever it was, put it in his file.
Let's hope so. On that note, let's take a little break here. And we'll be right back.
Medicare U, by the way, and T65 and beyond, you can reach them at
585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
All right. So we've been doing some rim shots here with Joe today for Stump the Joe. So let's just roll an easy one, Adam.
Okay. It's either Donovan with First There Is a Mountain.
You got it.
Okay. But listen real closely. You think of going up country?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Very, very similar.
Yeah. Candy.
Because I couldn't understand this song when it came out. My girlfriend, I would laugh. First there's a mountain, then there isn't.
I know.
Not knowing what could cause that optical illusion.
Jennifer Juniper, same thing. All right. More to come here on Medicare U. T65 and beyond the WYSL stations. When you give these guys a call, tell them you heard about them on the program. And that goes for all of our great advertisers. Appreciate it. On the WYSL stations.
Sheds its skin to find a butterfly within.
Debunking advertising from the Law Office of Christopher Johnson. One ad some injury attorneys inundate you with, what's your case worth? Call us and find out. You know, nobody can tell you, quote, what your case is worth over the phone. Nobody knows. The ultimate answer to, quote, what your case is worth involves weeks or months of research, evaluation, and preparation. Many factors go into any compensation you might get, like applicable law, who's actually at fault, how much insurance coverage there is, and many, many other factors. At the Law Office of Christopher Johnson, the singular focus is getting your life back on track after an accident or injury. That takes money, and it helps when the advice and legal advice you get has a one-on-one focus informed by straight talk. Christopher Johnson Attorney, car, truck, motorcycle accidents, personal injury, and DWI defense. Call 585-415-3803. 585-415-3803.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker. Over the years, my wife Sarah and I have supported Heritage Christian Services and the work that they do to advance an inclusive and equitable community. Heritage Christian Services and their staff support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities by offering meaningful and diverse experiences. Like us, they believe that people are entitled to dignity, respect, equity, and justice, and that belief is reflected in all that they do. While disability services are what they were founded on, their work extends to offer life-enriching opportunities for people throughout the community through therapeutic writing, health and wellness services, and child care, and more. Now more than ever, Heritage Christian Services needs your support to continue their work. Consider becoming a friend to Heritage Christian like Sarah and I did almost 20 years ago. You can choose to volunteer, share their job opportunities, or make a donation. To learn more, visit heritagechristianservices.org. That's heritagechristianservices.org.
The Livingston County Department of Health reminds you and your family, be sure you're prepared for emergencies by creating your own at-home emergency response plan. Prepare a kit including non-perishable food, water, flashlight, radio, batteries, blankets, and medications to supply you and your family for at least 2 weeks. Place these supplies in a secure place in your home. For more information on emergency preparedness, call the Livingston County Department of Health at 243-7299.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
Earlier, we were talking a little bit about Spanky and Our Gang, and the guy who was the multi-instrumentalist, he was the lead male singer, and he was the lead guitarist and did all kinds. He basically was like 70% of the group. He was Malcolm Hale, and he died of carbon monoxide poisoning in 68. So, and they just decided, you know what? We've had a great, great year here with a lot of hits. We're going to call it a day. You're going to love this one. Here's a really unusual one, Joe.
There's a ghost in my house.
Listen to the track. What's that sound like?
Time can't seem to erase the vision of your smiling face. Though you found something new, I can't
get over. I think I'm way off base, but my first is Hey Little Girl. That group, Syndicate of Sound.
Syndicate, no, no. This is a chart-topping vocalist. Big hit. This is Ardeen Taylor. And Ardeen Taylor had this partnership with HDH, Holland Dozier Holland. Listen to the Motown sound.
Yes. It's a good beat, Bob. I'd give it a 5.
You like it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a ghost in my house, Ardeen Taylor.
Is he the one that did Indiana Wants Me?
Yes, Indiana Wants Me, yeah.
There you go.
So I think that Indiana Wants Me, wasn't that on Rare Earth? Because that was a Motown label.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Kind of a crazy song.
Funny partnership between HDH and Ardeen Taylor, but they did a lot of stuff together, apparently.
Yeah, you know, whatever, sometimes there's strange marriages in the music industry.
And elsewhere.
In the Medicare field?
Yes, absolutely. Hey, you know, I got a little nugget to share with you. I am always patrolling the Kaiser Family Foundation. That's an independent source for medical policy research, polling, and news, okay? This came up April 12th, and it says retiree health benefits going nearly gone. What do you think?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yes.
What's now by benefits?
Healthcare.
They're for Medicare recipients.
Yes, they're specifically talking about healthcare that top employers that employ more than 200 people, would offer their retirees as a benefit, whether it was cost sharing at no cost or cost sharing at a portion. Okay, so that is shrinking. Now, here's something interesting. Okay, it's been tracked for 25 years. All right. Now, over the course of, 2020 versus 2023, in 2020, 29% of companies offered retiree health care coverage. All right. Now, in 2023, 21% offered Medicare or a retiree health care plan. Now, we're like scratching my head, and I'm like, yes, so big deal. Here's the big one. All right, now we've got 21% in 2020, but in 1988, 35 years ago, 66% of employers that employed more than 20% offered their retirees medical health care.
Yeah, that's the golden age of when they took care of you when you work. And over the years, it's eroded. My own personal experience, my mom retired from GRS, and they would cover her and my dad's plan.
Right.
They were on that real expensive MVP for 211.
Yes.
And once I started taking care of their records, great, then they got reimbursed. The last 2 years, they only got partial money.
Exactly.
With a letter saying we're out of funds for the year.
Yes.
So, I don't know how that worked, if they paid the full amount. But anyway, a year or two, they didn't get the full amount that was due because of the lack of funds.
Right.
And I remember when I started working for you, wasn't there kind of a shakeup? Was it at U of R?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up because I was like, who are the top employers in Rochester? In 2020, the top employer was the U of R. In 2023, the top employer was the U of R. Now, here's what happened to the U of R. It's probably, what, 3-4 years ago, they had a full HR department that took care of their employees, whether it was the educational side or whether it was the medical side. There was support within the U of R system that occupied a desk, had a phone, had a computer you could meet with, schedule an appointment. Okay? Now, that has shrunk. It has shrunk to a point where it is now email. There's a point person, there's a couple people monitoring the system, okay? But what they're doing is they internally handled the medical for their retirees up until 3-4 years ago. Now they give the employees a stipend. That stipend is used to purchase their own health care off of a healthcare broker site, okay, which is a national brokerage that is just like us, all right? We're not national, but we're local. But the thing of it is that these national people have no idea what the local market is like. Yes. So they're getting advised by somebody who's not even in the area and to get into a program, and they're getting a stipend. Oh, and there's so much more to tell on this topic.
And there you go. But I, like I said, that was my introduction working with you.
Yes.
I think you even had seminars for these people. So.
And where does time go, Joe?
It's a fast hour.
I know.
Tempest is fugiting.
There you go. In regards, it says that on my grandfather clock.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Not Jackie Wilson.
One of the most prolific Motown artists. Great writer, great vocalist. Did things with Tammy Terrell.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes, Marvin Gaye.
There we go. Thank you so much. This on Tamla?
Yeah. Yep. Little Darling, I Need You.
Good song. Thank you, sir.
You bet. It was covered by, of course, the Doobie Brothers. They were doing a lot of Motown covers back then. And Takes Two and all that stuff. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to Medicare U from T65 and beyond. Give them the phone number, Andre.
It is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
Andre and Joe back again next week. Thanks for listening. See you then.